Greetings, it's Barbara J. Faison. My intention with this podcast is to offer ideas, insights, inspirations, and possibly some meditations and other little nuggets to help you struggle less and enjoy life more. I hope you enjoy. Greetings and welcome to week 27, New Things Again with Old Friends. I met Regina London in 1995 when I was doing some freelance writing. Didn't know that, did you? Ha! Ha! Gotta keep you guessing. At the same time, she was co-owner of the Source Bookstore in Decatur, Georgia. I interviewed Regina and her husband for a local black magazine called the Atlanta Tribune. Writing, metaphysics, and wanting to make a difference in the world were topics we both loved. We connected and started hanging out, and a true friendship developed. Fast forward to 2023, and after almost 30 years of friendship, we often laugh about our parallel lives. If I'm experiencing something like a job change, she has something very similar happening in that life pillar as well. It doesn't matter what, relationships, finances, health, it either happens to me first or her first. We are both air signs. I'm an Aquarian. Regina is a Gemini. So we often have very engaging conversations about life, purpose, and what we call God winks. God winks are those subtle things you notice when you're paying attention, like repeating numbers like 333 or 222, something significant happening on your mother's birthday, or something lining up when you didn't think it would. We can have long conversations about God winks. Dear friends are a staple in my life, and I am so grateful. Earlier this year, Regina moved back home to Virginia, and she came to town last week to visit family and friends. It has been years since I've done a facial, so we decided to treat ourselves. The Elaine Sterling School of Aesthetics, Nails, and Massage is a beauty school in Atlanta, Georgia, and we treated ourselves to a facial, makeup, manicure, and pedicure. I used to go to schools for services decades ago. The prices are very reasonable, and it helps the students gain confidence and build their skills. I forgot about that until I was speaking with my friend Terry Nicole a few weeks ago, and she mentioned the school. Yay! Doing something new. Regina and I believe in speaking our desires out loud, so before we went inside, we said we would have a lovely day of self-care, have exceptional service, and enjoy ourselves. And we did that. The services were just right, and we even took advantage of the free makeup services after the facial. I tried something new, a pinkish nail color polish, and the makeup was definitely more glamorous than my usual very natural and neutral tones. Afterwards, we went to one of our favorite local places to eat, the Flying Biscuit, the original location in Little Five Points. If you know the Flying Biscuit or Atlanta, you know what I'm talking about. Delish. Simple pleasures bring me such joy these days. Regina, like my mother, is a plant lady, so I shared some of my purple heart flowers and mint with her to take back to her new home in Virginia. I loved giving her plants from my garden. Time spent with dear old friends is priceless, and trying new experiences is the cherry on the top. This quote by Hafiz really struck me. The words we speak become the house we live in. I'm repeating that. The words we speak become the house we live in. My intention is to live in a house filled with love, peace, and encouragement. This quote is a powerful reminder to pay attention to what I say. What type of house are you living in? You can always reach me at BarbaraFaisonLLC@gmail.com or DM me on social media. LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram are best. The card I pulled for us is the number 9, relax. I accept where I am in my life right now. Acceptance is a powerful way to live life. You can always find out more about my card deck, Relax, Listen, and Trust Your Inner Guidance, by going to my website at barbarafaison.com/store. There are so many resources available to support a meditation practice in person and online. Our Breathe with Barbara live sessions are the second and third Wednesday of each month. My live sessions include gentle movement, breathing, meditation, and silence. I would love for you to join me. The sessions are only $15. They are 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, the second and third Wednesdays of every month. If you prefer to have a teacher for instruction, I offer one-on-one sessions as well as group sessions with a minimum of 3 people. Feel free to reach out to me via email or on my website, barbarafaison.com/contact-barbara. Pick the option that works best for scheduling a brief conversation. If you prefer using apps, I encourage you to check out the Insight Timer app. It is the number one app for free meditations for sleep, anxiety, and stress. And I have over 40 meditations, book excerpts, and my courses for premium members and more out there. The link is insighttimer.com. I have meditations on other apps, including Aura, Meditation Station, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon, and more. Just search for Barbara J. Faison as the artist and you will find me there. Check out the National Meditation Month playlist on my YouTube channel. I have continued to add new meditations there. It is a great way to practice daily. There are over 33 meditations on the playlist. I'd love to know about your experience with meditation. Are you new or would you like to learn? If you prefer having a teacher for instruction, I offer one-on-one sessions as well as group sessions with a minimum of 3 people. If you know any groups or organizations who want to offer a session, perhaps a lunch and meditate or a program, I love referrals and would be happy to speak with them. You can also find upcoming events and where you can meditate with me. All the links are on my Linktree. That's linktr.ee/Barbara Faison. If you need a breath break, you can take one on my YouTube channel under the Breath Break playlist. Thank you for your support and being on this journey with me. Until next time, keep breathing and do something new. Be well.